You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays, and it's almost Christmas Eve. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you had a great day. And we hope to elevate it a little even more here at Nightlight tonight. If you had a crummy day, that's okay, too. Hopefully, we can have a few laughs together, some insightful conversations, and turn this day around. Fun show tonight. Great guests. Another good question. I think we got a good holiday movie, Christmas movie question tonight, and talk a little bit about re-gifting. Is that okay? A lot of people say it is now. And Conrad's got a story about waking up sweaty. We'll get to that in just a moment. That'll be fun. Conrad Krieger is here tonight. He has not taken a powder yet. So he's still on the other
There's
side.
There's still time. There's still time to take powders.
Listen, you're lucky I don't take a powder, because if I take a powder, you're in big trouble, pal.
Yeah, I could do it.
What would you talk about?
Sports.
God, there's not enough of that on the radio. You know what? You and Mike Clemens and that Casca character, I'll tell you sports guys something. It's fun to have you as part of the show.
Yes.
Sports is entertainment. We love sports. Hey, we got a fun thing tomorrow night, too. That's going to be a lot of fun with Parker and Gray, your pals from Make the Call. It's going to be three Packer fans and two Bears fans.
Yes.
Because we are in Wisconsin. But we'll be the underdogs.
I'll say this, you know, we like to look at the stat sheet.
Oh, like, really?
We're Packers fans, but we're realistic about it, you know? We're not just going to be like, Packers going to win.
Okay.
By 50 points.
Okay.
We're going to be realistic. To Make the Call, we're realistic about it. But we have fun, you know?
It's weird because it's like sports opinion shows are almost more fun to me. I like when a guy is willing to make a prediction. Like, I don't want to put Mike Clemens on the spot because he's a reporter and he's so good at what he does.
Yeah.
And he might do that once in a while. Mike's a fun guy to get, you know, Jimmy as well. They're both outstanding reporters. Not that you guys aren't. I'm sure you guys are too. But Make the Call is basically just giving your opinions, right?
Yeah, it is all opinions. I mean, sometimes I just go in there and, you know, just talk about what I'm going to be thinking about for these games, you know. I mean, yeah. Gray has some stats. He has some spreadsheets.
Oh, boy.
He has about three each week that he did, just, you know, stats and stuff. And Parker and I just kind of go in there winging it.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, it'll be fun to talk stats. And you Packer fans always have a ton of stats about the Bears and how long we've not had a quarterback and how you took the lead over the last 30 years. The Bears had a commanding lead, and now the Packers have a commanding lead. That'll be tough, too. What are the Packers up by, like, 8-10 games?
Something like that. Yeah. It's
not, you know, insurmountable, but it's from where they were 30 years ago to that. That's a huge swing, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a couple weeks ago, yeah, I wasn't completely sold on Caleb Williams. I'm definitely getting there.
Yeah, he's interesting. There was this rumor. I won't dominate with Bears talk, but there is this rumor that Joe Burrow wants out of Cincinnati. And in the Chicago, a couple of the Chicago bloggers said, should the Bears pursue Joe Burrow? Is he more suited to I don't know. Because Burrow, wasn't he an MVP or an MVP candidate? Took his team to the Super Bowl, either his rookie or second year or something like that?
I'll say this. Joe Burrow with a competent offensive line is...
Correct. He's never had that.
No.
And that's a sin. I mean, that guy is good. And I was like, man, if you put him with Ben Johnson behind that line, I love Caleb. He's fun, he's exciting, but half the time at the end of the game, he's bailing them out because they either drop passes or he missed an open guys from the pocket earlier. So
I mean,
he's getting better. Yeah. He's only in his first year with Ben Johnson. I do think he already is good. I mean, do think he could be really good.
This is what I think. Ben Johnson, incredible coach.
Yeah.
If Justin Fields had Ben Johnson, I think Justin Fields would still be the quarterback there.
Justin Fields, that's interesting you say that. He still has not had a really good coach.
It's funny because everyone thought that Aaron Glenn was going to be just as good as Ben Johnson.
Oh, right, because he was the defensive coordinator in Detroit.
And, I mean, the Jets just still don't have pieces that they need.
Yeah.
The Bears got the pieces.
That's a big part of it.
They're still a couple pieces away from, I think, Super Bowl contention, but.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, now the rumor. God, I was looking at Myles Garrett last week when we were playing those guys. That guy is a good dude. Like, he's a monster on the field.
Yeah.
But you hear he's mic'd up and he's talking with the other players. Like, he was even cool to Caleb Williams and the rookie he was going against online. I love Myles Garrett. He would be another Micah Parsons if a team could pry him away from Cleveland.
Well, he has right now, since he's trying to break the sack record this year.
Yeah.
And he has the number written on both of his wristbands.
Oh,
I believe it's 15 or something like that.
15?
No. What do you mean? For the sack record.
He needs... I know this because we just played them. I just did what you did. I said we.
There you go. You're part of the team.
Part of the team. He is one sack away or 1.5 sack away?
Yeah, so like the number, not...
1.5.
Yeah, he is.
1.5.
No, like I'm saying, like the full number of sacks. You know what I mean?
No.
Not the number he needs to get to that number.
Okay.
The full number. You get what I'm saying?
Well, the record is 22.5.
Okay, so he has
21.5, I think.
I forget what number. He has the written number.
Yeah.
On his wristband, and that's scary for a quarterback.
Right. But here's an interesting thing that we can tie to Wisconsin. Brett Favre, I remember when he just kind of took a dive.
Yes.
And gave Strahan the record because they were buddies or he liked him or respected him or whatever. And at the time, I thought that was one of the coolest things. And I loved Favre's game. I loved watching him play. But now I don't know. I feel kind of bad for the guys that had the record. It's like, well, this is a gift wrap sack to Strahan.
Yes.
I kind of feel differently about it now.
I don't know I forget who... Mark something, the guy who had the record.
Gastineau.
Did you ever see that video of him pressing Brett Favre?
Maybe.
He said, he went up to Brett Favre, said, hey, how's it going? I want that sack back. And Brett Favre's like, what? And then he actually like got mad and is like, I want that sack back.
Yeah.
Why did you take a dive?
And you wonder if Favre, having some distance from it, thinks, I kind of, like you're affecting history. You're not just being a good guy.
I don't think Brett Favre has any remorse.
Probably not. Yeah, I doubt it. He ripped off a charity. He probably doesn't. But TJ Watt, JJ Watt, couple Wisconsin dudes, they're right up there with the sack lead. And it should be interesting. But anyway, we got off on a major. But that's tomorrow night, folks. We'll have Bear Packer talk. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tonight at 5:35, we're going to talk about another very popular sport.
That's correct.
Sweeping the state, at least in Oshkosh. The World Snowshoe Championships, that's happening this weekend. And is it the World Con? We've got...
I believe it's World Snowshoe Championships.
Yeah, our guest is Matt Doherty. He is the director of North Country Sports, and he'll be here to talk about this really cool event in Oshkosh. It's either the World or the Regional Snowshoe Championships. And I got to be honest, I've snowshoed. It's exhausting. Like, I'd almost rather try to run from Myles Garrett. I lied. Snowshoeing is tough. Like, and if they're having a race. Anyway, we'll talk to Matt. It'll be really fun to learn more about that. It's Thursday, which also means it's the popcorn pick of the week. Madison-based singer, songwriter, and filmmaker James Runde. He's been on the show before. He'll be here to make the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And then... In the 7 o'clock hour, we've had this band on before called Radio for Pets. They're a punk band. Most of the members are from the Marinette-Menominee area, which you've ever been to the Marinette-Menominee area. You don't go, cool punk bands come from here. But they do. Radio for Pets, I think some of them live in Green Bay now, but Sam is a member of Radio for Pets, and he's going to be here tonight to talk about his new comedy troupe in the third hour. And, if he brings a guitar, we'll let him play it. We'll see what happens. But Sam's always fun. He'll be here at 7:20. So there's your show. Lots of fun tonight. What is going on? Let's do the question. All right. It's the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite character in a Christmas movie? What character is your favorite from a Christmas or holiday movie. There are a few Hanukkah movies out there. What was the Adam Sandler one? Eight Crazy Nights or something like that?
Yes, that's actually a pretty funny movie.
It is funny. So let us know if you have a holiday movie that you think is you have a favorite character from. Please share that with us. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or you can drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X. We welcome all comments, and there are no right or wrong answers, folks. There are only your answers. Let's have some fun with this one. I haven't even... It's a busy day. I want initially, by default, I'm going to say Clark Griswold, because even though we've talked about that movie quite a bit this week, it's not maybe a great movie. It's a funny movie. It's like comfort food. But frankly, like in The First Vacation, it's Clark Griswold's story. So I'm going to say Clark.
I mean, that's a great one.
Yeah. I'm guessing you might say the same thing, because that's one of your favorite.
I'm going to say it's two characters, actually.
Okay.
The Sticky Bandits.
The Wet Bandits?
Or the Wet Bandits, sorry. The Sticky.
you're confusing that because the tar. I think they use tar in the...
Well, I put that on the social, so that was wrong, but...
Boy, that's... Yeah, you know what? That's a good one, too, the Wet Bandits. And I also... Like, I want to say overall Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life, but I'd have to probably say... I'll stick with Clark... But the Wet Bandits, that's a good one.
Do you remember their move after every time they hit a house?
Yeah, they turn the water on. Yeah. It's floods. But one of them did that. The other one didn't like that. Pesci didn't like that, right?
No, he didn't like the Wet Bandits either.
Right. But that still the scene where he steps on the nail and you just see it coming. And then you see Daniel Stern's face. And it sinks in how much pain he's in. It's just such a beautiful moment.
I'd say also the spider, the tarantula on his face.
The scream.
The best movie scream ever. The moments before he screams is hilarious. Like, gorgeous. He just is like, what's on my face?
Yeah, it's great. I may have to give that a rewatch. I haven't watched that in a couple of years. So, all right, let us know, folks. Who is your favorite character from a Christmas movie? And we will we'll make you part of the show. That's the fun part. What happened? You woke up really sweaty today. What, tell me more about that. That sounded intriguing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess I've had problems with my heat before. Like, in the summer, I couldn't turn it off always, so it was always kind of, like, there, and it was hot in my apartment in the summer. Until finally, I called the maintenance man, and he's like, flipped a switch, and I was like... Anyways, well, it's on, and I woke up sweating this morning. It's like, what's going on? I haven't... Usually it's not that warm when I wake up. So I go to the thermostat and it's at 85 degrees in my apartment. And it's my heat's set to like 64 or something like that.
So what's the deal?
I don't know. So I'm like, what's going on? So what I did is I just opened all of my windows, turned on a fan in the winter.
You turn on a fan with the windows open because you had to. You would have sweated to death in December in Wisconsin. And your parents would have had a tough time explaining that.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got news, sports, and weather coming up at the bottom of the hour, folks. I'm going to tell my sweaty heat turning up story, too, after the break. I'll tell you what happened there. And then we'll talk some regifting, too, and a giant Santa. People put a huge Santa in their yard, and the neighbors, as you can imagine, had an issue with it. But all that is coming up after this very short break. It's a fun night. Glad you're here. Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Yeah, oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can dance and still be safe in the basement.
That's right. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on a Thursday. It is a popcorn pick of the week night here at Nightlight. James Runday will make the pick tonight. He is a Madison-based musician and filmmaker. and tons of fun. And in just a few minutes, we'll have the news coming up. And then after that, we'll have we're going to have some World Snowshoe Championship talk. The whole event takes place in Oshkosh this weekend. I believe, more accurately, Brilliant, Wisconsin. But we'll have Matt Doherty here. He will tell us all about the event. It sounds like an absolute gas. All right, so you were telling your story about... So you have no idea how your heat got up to 85 degrees last night.
No idea. Because it wasn't that warm. I mean, it was still warm. It was like 78 in my apartment before I went to bed.
Well, that's warm too.
Yeah, it already was warm. So I turned it down to like 64. So I assumed that, you know, when I woke up, it'd be 70-ish.
Yeah.
But no, it went up, which made no sense to me.
But the landlord, you told him, I assume, and he's going to look into it. Or she.
Well, I'm only there for another week, so.
So I might as well sweat off a few pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's my hot story. All right, I was at a party one summer. It was, all right, this is Chicago, probably 1995, the warmest summer. Like 300 people died that summer because of the heat. It was horrible. Very hot summer. And my pal Joe Bardetti had a barbecue. It was some, or a party, and some kind of weird thing where you put a fish on the wall and you threw something at the fish. It was this crazy theme party. No idea. And so my friend Rich Brown, who's been on this show before and sworn a couple times on the air, he and I thought it'd be really funny if we turned Joe's heat up. So we turned his heat up to like 90 degrees or whatever. I thought it's summer. They probably have the heat off anyway. So, and then we forgot about it. We hung out at the party. It was mostly outside anyway. And I went home and I was telling my brother what I did. And he goes, well, that's pretty stupid. He goes, he could die of blah, blah, blah. And he throws some medical term at me. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. So I called Joe's apartment and I get his answering machine. I go, Joe. And then I realized, don't say your name, because if he's already dead, you're going to implicate yourself. So I thought, we got to go down there. Let's go. I got to go. And I had had a couple drinks. I didn't want to drive. So my brother, Tim, got in the car with me. 2 o'clock in the morning, we drive back into, I lived on kind of the northwest side. We drove down into Lincoln Park to Joe's apartment. And I walk up to the window, and the window is open slightly, like 3 inches. And I walk up, and the heat is pouring out of his apartment.
Oh, no.
So I'm banging on the door, and I'm going to the window, and I'm like, Joe, Joe, and I'm yelling. Finally, you know, he was pretty lit when he went to sleep, but he gets out, he stumbles. His shirt was just, like, drenched in sweat.
Oh, my.
And he comes to the door, and I go, I am really sorry. I played a joke on you, and I turned your heat way up, but I didn't want you to die, so we drove back down, open your windows, turn on your AC, whatever. And he didn't have AC, but he just looked, he put his arm around him. He goes, oh, you're a pal. He goes back to bed. We drove back home. But he's like, it's the drunk mentality. Oh, Pete's a great guy. Yeah, he almost killed me. He drove back, but he almost killed me. So
great friend, great friend.
Don't mess around with the heat. Because I didn't think in the summer, you'd think they'd turn it off, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff, Conrad. So here's the thing. Have you ever re-gifted, Con?
Actually, I don't think I have.
I mean, I think it's considered...
Maybe, well, I guess with white elephant gifts, I've probably done that for, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't use the product
right
in a year, so I'm like, might as well just...
Well, today is National Regifting Day, and I think it's become more... And regifting, not to be confused with giving someone a used gift, is just you don't really take it out of the package, you just wrap it again and you give it to them, like in old school.
Yeah.
When Will Ferrell... rewrapped the toaster and gave it back to Luke Wilson. And he goes, actually, I gave this to you, Frank, for your wedding. So why don't you keep it? And Will Ferrell's like, he goes, okay, I will. He goes, I hope you like it. I love it. He just re-gifted it. So apparently the phrase re-gifting was coined on Seinfeld in 1995. I thought it was around before that, to be honest. But Elaine re-gifted a label maker for Tim Watley, played by Bryan Cranston. But now they're saying a new poll found that most Americans, 61% are okay, somewhat okay with regifting. 22% are solidly behind regifting. And this is interesting because giving something used, regifts rank lower than used gifts. 64% think secondhand gifts are okay. And I'm one of them. I don't really care. I'm at a point where I don't want more stuff anyway. The world has too much stuff that just goes into huge garbage piles. I'm okay with that.
What if they re-gift experiences?
Yeah, because that's my thing. If there was a way you could do that, I'd be totally fine with it. Let's recreate an experience.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Honey, let's pretend it's our first date. Go back to the bedroom. Come on, let's go. It's a re-gift. It's a re-experience. Use socks, though. Obviously, you don't want to use socks. But like a book or something?
Yeah.
I'd take a book or a...
Yeah, if you've read it already, you're like, well, I'm not going to read it again, so...
The pages aren't missing. Give me a book, a Viva La book. That would just mean I have to start reading again. Okay, so we've got our question of the night, folks, is who is your favorite character from a Christmas movie? I said Clark Griswold. Conrad said the Wet Bandits Home Alone. Well, he said the Sticky Bandits. We corrected that and moved on. It's the Wet Bandits. So let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to talk World Snowshoe Championship coming up after the news, which is next. You got news, sports, and weather, some snowshoe talk. Then it's the popcorn pick of the week. We are off to a great start, and I am so glad you're here, folks. We are coming right back. We're coming right back, right?
I think so.
We both can't take a powder.
Well, during 5 minutes, we could.
We can take a short powder. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, and then Sam Wargula coming up in hour number three to talk about his new comedy troupe. So we got snowshoeing, movies, comedy, covering all the bases. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite character from a Christmas or holiday movie? Let us know, and we will make you part of the show. That's what we like to do here. Always more fun when you guys participate. We have a judo champ coming on the show tomorrow, Con.
Did you know that's pretty cool.
Here's what I think is cool. He's coming on over the stream, though, because if he's here in person, it could get ugly. Like, if he took me down, what would we do?
I'd cheer him up.
Would you have my back?
No, I'd cheer him up.
Yeah. You're going to be taking a long powder, buddy. All right. We are going to turn our attention here to a really cool event happening in the Oshkosh area this weekend. It's my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time. He's the director of North Country Sports and here to discuss this fantastic event, the World Snowshoe Championships. Matt Doherty, welcome to Nightlight.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. How are you tonight, Matt?
We're doing great.
Do you think the interview is going well so far?
I give it a solid B plus so far.
Oh, come on. Aim higher than that. We're gonna crush this thing. It's good to have you. Before we start, I have to ask, do you have a favorite character from a Christmas movie?
Boy, it's really hard. I have young kids at home, so it's hard to say that there's much better than Elf right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kids love Elf. That's a great choice. All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. So for those who aren't familiar, Matt, give us a little background on the snowshoe championships. And if you don't mind, maybe a little history about snowshoeing. I think we all know what it is, but how did it come to be and how did it become a competition?
Yeah. So I think I'll start there. Like snowshoeing, it's actually one of the older sports that exists in the whole world. And it was one of its biggest things is that social clubs would get together and race on snowshoes, especially 1800s through the early 1900s. So through Canada and Europe, social clubs were based around snowshoeing. So they would host races and other events with snowshoes. So it's been around for a real long time. And it's now morphed into like a modern sport. It's running with these fancy racing snowshoes attached to your feet on groomed and ungroomed snow throughout the world.
Wow. So it's basically just a race. You're running as best you can with snowshoes on.
Yeah, it's just a running race.
That sounds really exhausting. just being honest. When I was a kid, my grandpa had a pair of, at our cottage in Three Lakes, he had a pair of the old style snowshoes. They almost look like tennis rackets or like with wicker or something. And I know recently, well, about 10 years ago with my kids, I rented snowshoes and they've come a long way. And my grandpa's were like purely decorative. I don't think he ever did any snowshoeing, but, I imagine now they're like state of the art. Like, are they more metal than like cleats almost?
Yeah, you can get them made out of just about anything now. There's carbon fiber ones, there's metal ones, there's ones made out of like a soft plastic. So there's a wide variety of racing snowshoes available. But people do use like a more traditional snowshoe that you could, you know, just pick up.
Oh, did we lose Matt? Matt? We might have lost Matt. We'll see if we can get Matt back. This event is at the Arians Nordic Center. And it starts today, actually. It looks like it starts today and goes through Sunday. So, and it's technically, it's in Brilliant, Wisconsin, on Round Lake Road. And it is free for guests. You can participate. You do have to register. I don't know. When we get Matt back, we'll find out if we can still register. But it's from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. So this is interesting. I have half a mind to show up and see how I do.
I wouldn't bet any money on good old Pete.
You know, you're taking a lot of good shots at me tonight, Conrad. Maybe I'll have the judo champ come in here tomorrow night and take you down. What do you think about that?
Are you going to cheer him on?
No, because I'm a human being. I don't like confrontation between people. I'm a lover. I'm a bridge builder. So we'll try to get Matt back out. Was he StreamYard or phone?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel like I want to ground you. Like I want to like send you to your room. Maybe I should send you to the break room, but then I got no
well,
one.
Then, yeah, I don't know what are you going to do
for
breaks?
See, that's the rub. I don't like that. So I feel very at a serious disadvantage. But Conrad needs an attitude adjustment tonight, folks. If you have suggestions, feel free to weigh in on the text line. We heard from Chris Casper, who says his favorite, and we're going to get a lot of these, Buddy the Elf. It's his favorite Christmas movie character. That's a great one, Chris. And that's what Matt just said, too. I think Matt, maybe Matt took a powder. Oh, Conrad's moving into action. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, Will Ferrell plays his character Buddy in Elf flawlessly, but so does Alastair Sim as Scrooge in the 1951 version. That version has always been my favorite. So you're okay, that's not a remake. She's talking about Scrooge. Okay, Monica. I don't know if I've ever seen that one. Obviously, I've seen A Christmas Carol, and Scrooge is a great story. And I'm not surprised someone said Scrooge. That's a good answer, too. Brett in Brown Deer in the 920 says, I got to say my favorite character in a Christmas movie is John McClane in Die Hard. I thought we were going to get a Die Hard one, too. John McClane, that's a great answer. And technically, or not technically, most people consider Die Hard a Christmas movie. I could go either way on that one, but I'll accept that. Thank you, Brett. Good answer. So we're trying to get our guest Matt Doherty back on the blower or on the stream. He got cut off. We were talking about the World Snowshoe Championship, which is this weekend. It's a multi-day event in Oshkosh. And I have to say, I'm very curious because snowshoeing sounds very tough. It's not like skiing where you just kind of slide. This sounds like a ton of work. I found this earlier, Con. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but do you know how a lot of people in Japan celebrate Christmas?
By going to KFC.
You've heard this.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? What do you make of that?
I've heard that it tastes better in other Japan? Places. Because they don't use so many other stuff, additives.
It's like healthy fried chicken?
I don't know about healthy, but
yeah,
protein, you know. I believe we got Matt back.
Do we have Matt? Oh, great.
I'm here.
Hey, Matt, there you are. Good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks.
So let me ask you this. Are you a snowshoer yourself? I would assume you are.
I was in my youth, up through college.
Okay.
And, yeah.
But do you still own a pair?
I still own several pairs of racing snowshoes.
Wow. How did you do? So you've obviously raced. How did you fare?
I was a fairly competitive at the higher end of racing. Won a lot of races, North American championships and stuff. But this is all the way back in the 90s, so I'm an older man now.
You got a young voice, dude. You do not sound old. You sound like you could get out there and tear it up.
Appreciate that.
Sure.
Very kind.
How did this event come to be, Matt? Like, you said a competitive snowshoeing is kind of old, but how did this event in Oshkosh, the World Championships, what claim can we make to that here in Wisconsin? Because I think this is a perfect place for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so the World Snowshoe Championships annual event, and it travels all around the world. Last World Championships were in Spain. They're held in Italy. Okay. So as a sports council, we bid on the event and looked for the best places to bring it in the United States. And one of our connections is with the Aaron's Nordic Center. And we thought it's just the perfect fit. I mean, Wisconsin's a great place to bring a group of people to have a fun party, race snowshoes, and enjoy winter.
So where are you based out of?
We're based out of Saranac Lake, New York, which is just outside of Lake Placid, which hosted the 1980 Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. So what is, in terms of crowds, Matt, do people go and cheer people on?
Absolutely, yeah. There'll be cool crowds. It's a fun place to come watch. Food trucks there. So
where can people find out more information about this, Matt?
Aaronsnordic.com.
Okay. Very cool. And it says it's free for guests, but it does require registration. Where is that all on the website as well if someone wanted to race? And is it too late for people to race?
Yeah, it's still on the website for registration, and you can definitely register. And Sunday is a Santa ski race and Santa snowshoe race. So if you want to come and just have a fun race at your own pace, you can jump in that race.
My guest is Matt Doherty. He is the director of North Country Sports, and he's here to discuss this fantastic event, the World Snowshoe Championship, which is taking place in Brilliant, Wisconsin, this weekend. Matt, tell people what the first prize is. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so there's a combined prize purse this weekend there's the U.S. Championships, the World, and an Open Championships. That's over $16,000.
That's impressive. And then it says there are prizes for top finishers across all races. Like if I enter this weekend and I surprise people, what can I expect to walk away with?
There's different awards for different races. A medal for the top three, all of the top three. And the overall winners get trophies as well as a check if you're one of the top three overall.
Okay. And is there like a party or anything afterwards?
Yeah. There's a banquet tomorrow night and fireworks on Saturday night at 8:30.
Oh, that's fun. Have you been to Wisconsin before, Matt?
Yeah, I've been to Wisconsin many times.
Okay. How do we stack up as far as winter sports go?
Wisconsin's a great state for winter sports, and it's one of the states I think that's got incredibly high hospitality, and you guys are ready to have fun.
That sounds great. Well, I love this event. It sounds great. I wish you luck with it. And be safe out there to people. Don't pull a hammy. Matt, before I let you go, I ask a lot of guests this. We talk about movies and TV a lot here. Do you have is there something you're binge watching that you could recommend?
Binge watching right now. There's that new Apple TV series is Down Cemetery Road. I can't get enough of it.
Oh, that's so great to hear that, because I started the pilot and I got about 20 minutes in and I got distracted and I haven't gone back to it yet. How far into it are you?
I think I'm on episode 6.
Okay.
Yeah. It heats up after the first episode. Get through the pilot and it's really good.
Outstanding. Great to know. Matt, good luck with everything this weekend and stay safe out there.
All right. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. That's Matt Doherty. If you're interested in this event, folks, participating or just watching, it sounds like a lot of fun. It's in Brilliant, Wisconsin this weekend. It starts today, actually. I should have asked him, actually, if there was like an opening ceremony or something. And it goes through the weekend. So it sounds like a lot of fun and it's free. You just have to register. And there's a $16,000 first prize.
That's a lot of sawbucks.
That's a lot of sawbucks, and that's a lot of new snowshoes, Conrad. I think you reinvest in yourself if you win that.
So we got a text from Brett in Brown Deer,
mm-hmm.
and he said, I've had KFC in Thailand. I don't know why. I had trouble with that. The chicken is exactly the same, but the sides are weird. No potatoes, so they have a quiche-like thing and some other stuff I've never seen before.
Wow. Okay,
are you trying to KFC quiche?
No. I mean, their potatoes aren't great, but I don't know. If I go to KFC, I want the slaw. They have great coleslaw, and I got to have potatoes with my chicken.
When I was younger, I didn't like much from KFC. I just liked the skin of the chicken.
Oh, the healthy part of the fried or the original recipe?
The fried.
Oh, man. You're probably still working that off. Huh? All right. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight, folks. We're coming right back. And when we come back, what should we do, Con? We got funny clips?
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about.
We got some stuff to talk about, and I'm going to tell everybody what is opening at the box office this weekend, because there are a ton of films out there. We'll do all that next. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I really want to know you. I really want to go with you. I really want to show you, Lord, that it won't take long.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Love. I get so lost sometimes.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight, a Thursday night edition. We make the popcorn pick of the week and give you a movie recommendation at 6:35 tonight with James Runde, Madison-based filmmaker and musician. We've got news, sports, and weather coming up in just a few minutes. And our question of the night is, who is your favorite character from a Christmas movie? I think Buddy the Elf is in the driver's seat so far. Brett from Brown Deer also, he commented on how Kentucky Fried Chicken is so big in Japan around Christmas. That's their meal of choice, or at least for some people. Brett says, no slaw and no corn. I could do without the corn, but I got to have slaw with that chicken. I think the slaw is the best thing KFC has.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I think slaw is disgusting.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
It's just lettuce and stuff like that, chopped up.
What's, I don't like the sauce.
The mayo? I guess it's not mayo. It's probably...
It's like a weird tanginess to it, and I just don't like it.
You're not a fan of Flavor Country?
I don't like gravy, or I don't like...
Gravy, I'm with you.
Gravy or coleslaw is no-go for me.
All right. Fair enough. So Brett has had... He's had these delicacies. So there you go. So, all right. We found this great clip. Jim Gaffigan, very funny comedian. We were talking about regifting earlier and how 61%, it is National Regifting Day, 61% of people are okay with regifting. 64% are okay with secondhand gifts. I'm okay with both of them. Don't spend the money if you don't have to. And if you're just going to dump something somewhere, give it to someone else. Absolutely. But we found this clip of Jim Gaffigan who tells, it's just funny, it's about getting a bathrobe, right? All right, let's hear Jim Gaffigan.
I got a robe for Christmas. I remember looking at the robe thinking, wow, I hope I get the flu so I can wear it. I mean, who has the time to enjoy a robe? What are we about to shoot a porno? It's a weird piece of clothing. How'd we even come up with the robe with some guy, hey, I got an idea. How about we make a coat out of a towel? There could be a belt that goes around, and you could dunk the belt in the toilet. It could be a toilet belt. The indoor jacket, the robe. You ever see someone outside in a robe? They look like they escaped from the loony bin. Just getting the paper before the monsters do, right? The only time I ever wear a robe is when I'm staying in a fancy hotel. You know, that robe in the closet. I always feel uncomfortable when room service comes and I'm in a robe. Like I'm trying to seduce the room service guy. Hello, welcome to my room. I'm in my robe and here's the bed I rented. Is there anything I could do to be more creepy?
I find that funny because this year I've gotten bathrobes in the past and I agree with Jim. I'm not a robe guy. But I kind of think I could be now. Like, my shower is downstairs and it's kind of, our house is kind of open. There's like a lot of windows, and I don't like to keep the blinds closed. So it's like, well, you know, I could wrap a towel around myself or just chance it. Hope the postman's not walking by. But I thought a robe, you know, maybe I'll get a robe. So I actually asked my wife this year for a robe. And he's right. They can be terry cloth and kind of whatever, but there's some nice ones out there.
They can be nice and warm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
not my forte.
No, you just keep your apartment at 85 degrees.
I get out of the shower and I'm already dry.
Yeah, so I think I'm starting to kind of get down with a robe, and I think that's such a great joke because I've never been a robe guy. I don't know many guys that are. My dad will wear a bathrobe, but he's from a different generation. Does Steve wear robes?
No, he doesn't.
What about a toga? Should dad wear a toga around the?
You know, occasionally.
I'm in the mood for a toga tonight.
I used to wear a robe when I was like younger, but it was nice and warm.
Well, that's kind of why.
I outgrew it, though, I think.
That's kind of why, too. It's like at night, if I could just put that on. Like, I turn on our gas fireplace almost every night. I'm afraid to get the bill. It's not that bad, actually, ever. But I feel like I should, like, sort of pace myself with the fireplace. And so maybe your robe would come in handy. I don't know.
You know, it's a nice gift that's, if you don't have anything else.
If you don't have anything else, exactly. So I would not want a robe re-gifted.
No, you would not.
I don't want someone else's robe. That's where I draw the line. I do not want a used robe, but I will take a regifted robe that has not been worn. So this other thing that happened, this in Florida, these neighbors, somebody put up a giant Santa. And you guys, I would love to know what you think about this too, because if your neighbor puts up a giant Santa or tons of crap in their yard, how do you feel about that? This sparked a holiday debate in the town of Severance, Colorado. The Homeowners Association, and that's where they get you. These homeowners associations, they're like crazy. You can't do anything. I remember we looked at a house in California, and you had to wheel your basketball hoop behind the garage every night. And you could pull it out in the street and play. It's like a roundabout, or not a roundabout, but a cul-de-sac. But at the end of the day, you had to wheel it back. You could not put a basketball hoop over your garage. And to me, that's America. You put a hoop over the garage. That's where a hoop belongs. But they don't want that because they all have to look perfect. Anyway, these people saved up their money to put a huge Santa up there, and people wanted it down. I don't know how I feel about that because I kind of sound like a hypocrite. Like, I want my basketball hoop, but a big Santa blowing around? I don't know. You see any of that stuff over your apartment, Con?
No, not really. I'm in, like, the way back of the apartments too, so I'm not in the frontage road, you know.
Okay.
There's like 8 or 9 different apartment buildings, so I'm in the way back, so not much, but I've seen a fair share of big Santas, and like, why not? Who cares? It's their yard.
You're way in the back, though. That's why you don't need a robe, too.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, folks. News, sports, and weather is next. Lil Irv on the stream says, Jack in the Family Man, played by Nicolas Cage and Tay Leone. And he says, Tay Leone is hot. I remember that movie. That's like a guy can go back and change time or something, or it's sort of like a Scrooge thing. Like,
it's a great film.
It's
watched
a good
it
movie.
Last
yeah,
year.
I like it too. And our pal Terry Barr, who is awesome, says, you guys even like bathrobes? We'll get into that too after the news. I'll address Terry's questions. Peach Wabba and Nightlight News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.